When somebody would want to buy some flour, how would flour be stored?
Flour?
Yes.
Well, they bought all their flour from the market, you know, so. Usually, you know, the people back in those times, they went back, they made most of their bread, and they bought quite a bit of flour. A whole lot of them bought it by the bales. Every little wooden bales, you know, they bought a bale of flour. And it lasts them maybe 6 months.
And how about...
It all depends on the size of the family.
So it'd be easier and cheaper to buy it for the barrel.
Not bad, that's right. And they'd take back the people when they were traveling. I remember when I first came around here, most folks didn't have too many automobiles. I came here in 34. They had a lot of automobiles, and people traveled a lot in wagons. You see, and they'd go to town. And they didn't get that many often, you know, take during these working season. There were a lot of times they wouldn't get there. Once every 2 or 3 weeks, you couldn't go. But after they catch up, you know, with the work and everything, they wouldn't. They might go every Saturday. And then, what they usually would do, they'd buy enough flour and stuff like that, me and stuff, to last them, you see, for maybe 5 or 6 months.
Nice.
Usually, all that stuff they were buying anyway, that they were getting it on credit, you see, in time. They'd get it and they'd pay for it in the fall of the year when they get the crops, you see. Well, they had a man that, these merchants, they understood it, you see, and they'd run them. They call it, that's what you call running the farmer, you see.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And it started first of March. And they had a whole train that the chase doors would open on the first day of March.
I see.
That means they'd open up that account on the first day of March, they'd go in there and start buying until that next fall, you know, around the Christmas time.
I see.
And that was selling time, you see.
That's the sort of thing I'm interested in. You really can't read about this. Settling time then would be when
you got together and sold your crops and everything. You go and pay up, go with your debts and everything. You know, sometimes they get pay out, sometimes they wouldn't, sometimes they come out a little behind. It's put on next year's be. And usually, if you live in order, farm and on the landlord would he would intercede, you know, he'd usually open up that account for you, you see, and stand behind it and everything. And you just go there and get stuff. And then well there's a whole lot of them that were, you know, we had a lot of farmers. Not all of them were sharecroppers. We had some that were rentals, you see, they had their own livestock, own farming equipment. But they didn't have land, and so they would rent land. And they rent land, they would pay a share of their crop, you see, about a fourth. They wouldn't pay as much as you would if you shared on hay, where the landlord was furnishing your livestock and everything, you see.
Oh, I see. So you'd actually pay rent. In other words, it'd be more of a cash deal.
Well, there wasn't too many cash deals, you know. We find a few farms rent, we pay for a farm and pay for a cash. For most of it was done on a share basis, you know. You go out and raise cotton, and the fourth of your cotton, you pay the landlord, fourth of your cotton for rent, the fourth of your corn for rent, you see.
So the difference is the fraction, either it's a fourth or sharecroppers.
And then they had this sharecropper that they paid half, where he didn't have any livestock equipment. The man that owned the land furnished him the equipment, the livestock, and everything.
So we'll get back to the store for a minute.